All right, on this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, excited to be chatting with an individual who's going to be fighting at the April 16th UFC Fight Night, and that is going to be a bout between Pat Sabatini and TJ Laramie. Always great getting to have TJ on the show ahead of these big fights. How are you feeling leading into this one here, man?
Oh, I feel amazing, man. It's I think this is a match made in heaven for myself, and training couldn't be any more perfect at the moment. I've got in all the right bodies. I've got in all the right sessions. It's just a matter of stepping on that scale and then getting in the cage now.
Yeah, for sure. And is like the confidence coming from something you're seeing in the particular like stylistic matchup in this particular bout? Or is it just like what you've been doing individually? Like, where does that feeling heading into this one come from, you'd say?
It's everything, really, honestly. I was ready for Melsic, too. It doesn't matter. The opponent switched. But coincidentally, I was actually training with Gavin Tucker, Sabatini's previous opponent for this fight. I was pretty much emulating Sabatini for Gavin. And so I know him like the back of my hand. So when my opponent got injured, Gavin got injured, they just matched us up. And it was more than okay with me because I already knew everything about Sabatini that I needed to. I think style-wise, it's great for me. Even though I've been away from the cage for a while, I've still done like four training camps since then almost, you know? I've just been getting better and better. And I can't really wait to show my skills, man. It's like, I haven't been this hungry in a long time. So I feel great. I feel a lot less pressure on me than I did when I got in the UFC. And it's just about going out there and performing now.
Well, it seems like you're looking at it in like a growth-minded kind of way. I imagine at times it could get frustrating, just the fact you had those pair of bout cancellations and then the Damon Jackson bout cancellation as well. But it seems like you're looking at it through the lens of just what you were able to hone throughout that given time there.
Yeah, I mean, the work never goes on unused, I should say. I've improved in every aspect of the game, whether that's grappling, striking, even mentally, physically, everything. I feel way more mature than I did when I got in, you know. I feel way more confident. I know I could be great. I think the biggest thing for me before was mainly mental. I didn't really feel like these guys had too much of a skill advantage over me. It's a matter of me believing in myself more than anything, and just my mindset in general has just changed about fighting. It's more of it's not a be-all, end-all for me. It's not my only identity, you know. I just feel far less pressure than I used to doing this.
Yeah, well, it seems like there's like a myriad of things going on in your life nowadays and stuff like that. Like, I mean, obviously you're involved in like your business and stuff like that, and just a myriad of like, you know, personal roles and stuff like that, I imagine, are also things you're focusing on a fair bit. Is that kind of like what you mean when you're talking about that? Just more of like a multiplicity to your life beyond the pursuits of fighting?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm all in when it comes to fighting, no doubt. But I have to remember that why I started this, and obviously that's because I love what I do. I've always loved it, you know, and it was like getting to the point where it was not really fun, and yeah, it was just about a matter of enjoying the process. You know, I've competed in some grappling tournaments since then, and I've just been trying to enjoy everything, you know, make training fun. It doesn't have to be so stressful all the time. It doesn't have to feel like a 9-to-5 job so much, where it's like, of course, you got to be dedicated, but at the same time, if this isn't something I enjoy, you know, I shouldn't really be doing it at the end of the day. But I know I do love it. It's just a matter of finding the happy medium of for your mental, you know. It's got to be a healthy relationship with the sport.
Yeah, and you talk about some of the submission grappling there. That seemed to be pretty fruitful for you there. Like, per the post you had a few weeks back there, it seemed like you won your match 10-0. You got the RNC finish there and stuff like that. And it's not like it's an unfamiliar thing to you. I mean, I remember even, like, a few years ago when you were part of that, like, quintet kind of super fight thing in Oakville there, and everything like that. Like, how much do you enjoy getting to compete in that kind of submission grappling sort of context there?
So, the thing is, like, I'm just taking it a little bit as far as the grappling. Like, it's a whole, like, it's not the same sport, right? Like, it's a part of MMA, and it keeps me active. Obviously, it keeps me in the gym, keeps me in shape, keeps me healthy. But it's, like, almost like a newfound drive for a new sport, almost, you know? And I have the resources of the best, literally the best grappler in Canadian history. I get to be friends with, and I get to have him at my disposal. He'll be in my corner, you know, Dante Leon. And I get to train with him whenever I want, and it's a blessing. And it's just being introduced to a whole another sport like that. Eventually, I would like to take my competition in that sport to another level at some point too. But obviously, MMA first. That's my main goal. But it's nice to have, like I said, like diversity in my life, whether that's a different form of combat competition or my construction business or whatever it may be. You know what I mean? Having some side diversity outside of my life besides MMA.
Yeah, and I mean, to that point, I mean, talking about the jiu-jitsu work, it seemed like Adamus Jiu-Jitsu in Toledo, Ohio was something you were, like, you know, taking part in there, like a great space you were kind of occupying there. What was that experience like getting in work there, and is that a place you'd like to continually kind of revisit to hone skills?
Oh, yeah, so Adamus is, we got, medalists, Pan American world medalists on the mat every single day, high-level guys. Like I said, Dante Leon's there every day. He runs the team. I still go there 2 or 3 times a week in preparation for my fight. So, like, I'm training with the best guys, and there's no doubt in my mind what I'm capable of and where my skills have gone since expanding my training into other places. You know, this is honestly, the layoff has been the best thing.
You talk about, like, the mental side of it and everything. Like, has the layoff kind of, like, reignited certain passions for the sport and stuff like that? Just it being, like, a fresh thing, and you're able to get back to competing after a decent while being out of the picture?
Yeah, 100%. The one thing, especially, like, training in Toledo, Adamus, it's, like, such a team atmosphere, and everybody around you is constantly competing. And everybody is taking it seriously and holding you accountable, and not to the point where it's like, it's not fun anymore, but it's like, you know, we could fucking talk shit in a constructive criticism type of way, where it's like everybody's friends at the end of the day, but we can still push each other to get each other better. And it's just something I don't feel like I've had a team atmosphere in a long time. And I think it's great. Of course, there's other places I've been training too, like Michigan Top Team, MTC, Tecumseh Jiu-Jitsu, even Niagara Top Team I visited for this training, especially when my opponent switched up. And I can't thank these people enough either. But I would say, as far as, like, my team goes, like, Adamus has been there no matter what. And that's where I feel like I've been spending a lot of my time.
Yeah, well, I mean, just some of the different places you've been able to work over the years. Like, I feel like you've been able to meld, like, that home gym kind of dynamic with, like, you know, being in other spaces as well. Like, I mean, one of the last times we were talking, it seemed like, you know, Scorpion MMA with Dan Golkar and WKX with Bibiano Fernandez and Checkmat were also some places. So, yeah, just in terms of, like, the cumulative resume, I mean, a lot of great people to learn from and a lot of great spaces to hone your skills within, it seems like.
Yeah, 100%. It's just whatever. I'm always willing to go to other places to train if it means, like, you know, getting in what I need to for a specific fight. Every fight's so specific, you know. Like Melsick, my original opponent, he was so specific. It was like there's only certain guys that could emulate that style. And Tucker was one of them, so luckily I got to go to Halifax. I got to train with Gavin Tucker, and yeah, it worked out. In the long run, it's unfortunate Gavin got injured. I wasn't there when he got injured, but He'll be in my corner too, which is interesting. It's a good little switch up. But everything's just working out for me in my favor. And I think I'm going to surprise a lot of people. Sabatini's 3-0 in the UFC. I'm 0-1. I expect the odds to favor him heavily. But this is a style that I always do really good against. And I'm not there isn't a single thing he presents that I'm worried about.
Yeah, and you kind of said it there, just being 0-1 in the UFC. Like, how much of that focus is on kind of getting that first victory in there? Or is that not even a primary focus? It's just a matter of, like, doing the proper things you need to do in the context of the fight, and the win will just be a byproduct of that.
At the end of the day, I don't really think about my record in the UFC too much. It's like, I'm not really trying to put that pressure on myself, because, like I said, this is, fighting is just something I do. Like, whether that's going to be in the UFC or somewhere else, it's going to be something I do. Of course, I want to do it at the highest level in the UFC, and I'm going to win this fight. But like I said, though, would I put as much pressure on myself for this fight if it was a matchup made outside of the UFC? Definitely not, you know? So why would I do that now? You know, that was the best way. UFC is just a label. And that's it, man. There's nothing really more to it. It's just, like I said, fighting something I do, and I would do it whether I would fight Sabatini outside the UFC. It wouldn't be as much, even close to as much pressure, and the pay wouldn't be as good either. But I would still do it, you know, because I want to challenge myself. I want to fight the best guys. And my whole career, if you look, like, I started fighting the best guy, like, the better guys very early in my career. Like, I didn't have a build-up time in my career, maybe my first two fights, if that. And then after that, I was fighting guys who had some sort of danger to their game, and I've always been willing to challenge myself. Even in the Alex Morgan little trilogy there, I was willing to do a rematch. I wanted to get that back, because that's just how I am, you know. I want to always show improvements if I can. I want to get better, and the only way to do that is to test it in competition. Sometimes maybe it hasn't worked out my way, but in the long run, it's all going to work out.
Yeah, for sure. And I would think that some of that confidence would come from just, like, the experience you were able to get before kind of even going to UFC. Like, I was listening to some of our older chats there, and it seemed like you were getting, like, very accustomed to being in, like, a lot of these bigger main events for, like, you know, TKO and PFC and stuff like that. And obviously in those, you're going to be fighting top level competition for sure. So I imagine a lot of confidence came from that there and everything. And also to your point about just fighting some of the high level competition, like, I was listening to our chat before the Charles Jourdain fight a little bit ago there. So, yeah, I mean, you definitely have a resume of known guys, for sure.
Yep. It's always been like that for me, man. And if you look at the guys I've fought, the guys I've beaten even, a lot of them are in the UFC, close to the UFC, or I've already been in the UFC, you know? So.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And yeah, just kind of wondering, like, I mean, obviously fairly busy with getting ready for these fights, and you got your business and stuff like that, but what have you been getting up to lately in terms of, like, decompressing? Like, do you get any downtime there, or is it just pedal to the metal with, like, all the things you have on the go?
Well, it is mainly training and everything else, but if I'm not training, I'm doing I'm playing Call of Duty mainly is what I've been doing. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I just play Warzone, and it's a good way for me to, it's honestly, like, people want to talk their shit about video games and whatever. It's like, oh, shouldn't you be training, all this? I'm like, dude, I can't train 8 hours a day. Like, what are you talking about, man? These guys are crazy. And it's a good way. It's a great way for me to relax and stay social without going out to the club or the bar or whatever, even getting off the couch. I can sit in the couch, talk some shit with my boys, and play video games, man. So that's pretty much all I do. I cut hair occasionally still. That's more of like a pastime for me at this point. It's a hobby where I could make some gas money, basically. That's all it's worth at this point. And yeah, so that's pretty much the only two decompression things that I do is play Warzone. I get to cut some hair here and there.
Yeah, I mean, it's important to have those kind of things, though, man. And yeah, it's wild that there's people that are like, oh, yeah, shouldn't you be training? Why are you playing video games and stuff like that? Like, I was talking to, you know, Demetrius Johnson a few months ago, and he was like, talking about like dirt bikes, like that's something else that he's into there. And I'm like, oh yeah, well that's cool for sure. I mean, as much time as you dedicate to MMA, you got to have some outside interest. I mean, you can't be focusing on the, you know, minutia of the same thing all the time. And he's like, you know, you're the first person to say that. And that kind of threw me back. It's like, I mean, obviously you guys are in a high level place in a very intriguing sport, but it's like you're people with a myriad of interests at the end of the day. So yeah, kind of weird, I think, but good you have those things there.
Exactly. Especially like, even when I do my concrete, when I started the concrete thing and the construction stuff, it was like, honestly, that stuff was like, I was like, it started becoming more of a passion for me because it was like, this is my project. This is my company. I get to build it. I have whatever say I want and what's going on. Like, this is something I can get with. This is something I like to do because it's all on me. It's like, I get to watch a project come to life, all that stuff. Maybe it's not interesting for some people, but honestly, if I was working for somebody else, it probably wouldn't even be interesting for me. But because I've made it the way I've made it, you know, I've set myself up for the way I've set myself up, it is something that I really do enjoy.
Yeah, well, I love hearing that, man. That's great that you have that in your life. But just as one of the last kind of things here, because, I mean, your opponent, Pat Sabatini, 3 fights back-to-back in the UFC now, and just some CFFC bouts where he was able to show some skills before. Like, what are your thoughts on his skill set overall? Like, in terms of his, like, stylistic proclivities, like, what does he really do well in your estimation?
So, I think it's quite obvious that he's a grappler. I haven't really seen a single fight of his where he's really done any stand-up at all. If he's throwing hands, it's to get to your legs. And in any fight I've ever seen. And I pretty much watched them all. I think he must be pretty strong. But I've heard from people he's not strong. So I don't know. You know, you never really know until you get in there. But he has a skill set that, like I said, doesn't scare me. He's not really fast. He doesn't seem like he hit too hard. He's just a grindy, gritty grappler, and those guys can make fights hard, but it's not a style that works well against me, man. I got good hips. I have really great takedown defense. I'm fast. I have great boxing, especially against shorter guys. And like I said, man, my skill set's even just improved. He's a great jiu-jitsu practitioner, actually. His actual BJJ is pretty good. It's not as good as mine, and it's certainly not as good as the guys I train with. I think he's going to be in a lot of trouble on April 16th, and I'm going to surprise a lot of people just simply based on the recency bias, and then whatever, people are going to talk about me the way they talked about me before the last fight, and it's just going to go back to normal. But that's the biggest thing, is he's a good grappler, he's gritty, his open mat shot, not good, but he'll get you to the fence and he'll wear you down. His striking, not very good. His grit and his cardio, very good, but so is mine. And yeah, I think this fight is going to be a shutout, if not a finish. And yeah, I look forward to it.
Yeah, definitely a sentiment that I share as well. Looking forward to peeping that one. And you've been really good with your time, man. And just, you know, to that point and wanting to be mindful of your busy schedule and all, is there anything you might want to add as a parting thought as we're wrapping up, TJ?
I just want to thank everybody who's participated in not only this training camp, but every training camp that has got me to this one. It seems like it's taken 4 to get here, but we're finally here. I feel great. And yeah, I just want to thank everybody who's taken part. You know who you are. I don't really have to name everybody. There's so many people that have taken a part. And yeah, I look forward to seeing everybody April 16th. And definitely tune in because it's going to be a good fight, and it's going to be a great performance on my end.
Yeah, it's a killer fight card coming up. UFC Fight Night, Luque versus Muhammad 2, going down on April the 16th, and a featherweight fight I'm very stoked for, Pat Sabatini versus TJ Laramie. And to reiterate, thanks again, as always, for coming on the show, man. Always fun chopping it up a little bit. And yeah, just best of luck with the remainder of the preparations here, and looking forward to checking out the fight too.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate the time.